hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. All you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Friday, folks, 30th day of January 2009. We're continuing with this series on Zionists, ladies and gentlemen, something that other people stay away from like scalded dogs. They don't want to feel the wrath of the people that are controlling this country, our banking system, you name it. And for what reason, I do not know. If they're afraid, well, the only way to dissolve and make evil disappear is first to expose it to the light of day. I've received emails from people, 99% positive. And, of course, the ringers are always out there saying, well, you should be talking about, you know, starting up a militia, tell us who to shoot kind of deal. I don't want to shoot anybody. What I want to do is expose the grand masters here, the deceivers, the liars, the manipulators, the people that are responsible for the global union movement, the mechanisms that they're using, and one of them is the banking system, the funny money system, if you will, the usury system. And by the way, that is also in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which I will post on this network site. Folks, I'm not afraid of these people. If you're afraid to battle the true enemy, well, then go home. Save yourself some stress. If you're afraid of being targeted, turn around and walk away. If you are not committed to destroying the true enemy of this country, and really of the entire planet, walk away. Just walk away. Live out your lives in quiet desperation, thinking, and it will bother you if you have a heart and a conscience, that you should have done something when you had the opportunity. And I don't need to demonstrate to you the pure evil intent of the globalists. You're already painfully aware of that. But keep something in mind. These are just the beginning stages. A little harassment here and there for you speaking out. Will that turn into internment into re-education camps or maybe even death camps, if you will? Because they plan on eliminating the opposition to their global order. So this is nothing about half measures, ladies and gentlemen. You either want to get rid of the enemy or you don't. It's as simple as that. And if you are going to take on a responsibility of being an American, a man, a woman, in this country, then you must look to the successive generation that's under your own roof, your own children. Do you think this battle is going to be any easier for them? And what really tickles me about this whole thing, at least in this country, they could have waited another generation and done it with nary a whimper. Their arrogance is their Achilles heel. We'll break. We'll get back into the information right after this.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All the sources for the information I've been covering this entire week is annotated on the, am I right on this, Michael, on the website in the archives descriptions? Okay. All included links as well. And I'm, like I said, folks, I don't know how long this is going to go on until something tells me to stop. This is important. These are the people responsible behind the globalist agenda. This describes in great detail who the players are, where they came from, how they built their mechanisms, who they brought into the fold, if you will, and all the known associates and players. This is extremely important. Because how are we ever going to rid this planet if we don't identify who the true enemies of mankind really is? The people that have, as I said earlier, demonstrated their disdain for peace and prosperity, life. And under that heading of life, what does it mean to you? We're only dancing on this mortal coil for just a few short years. I, for one, am enjoying myself to no end. But it's got a termination date. When that's going to be? I think there was a survey done one time. People were asked, would you like to know the time and day of your death? 96% of the people responded, absolutely not. But we know we are terminal, folks. We are born, and then we die. It's just a matter of the compilation of the years, which isn't that long at all. They have used this as a building process for over 200 years, and the culmination of their plans is being implemented as we speak. With Barry Sartoro and his crew that he has amassed around him as his cabinet in the Oval Office, purely astounding. These are the Council on Foreign Relations. Here are the intermediary groups. The pipeline, if you will, between the global elite and their management teams. The Bilderbergs, the Trilats. These are obvious targets. But it is they who set these up that are the true villains. Cut the head off the snake, folks. The snake dies. I, for one, will spend the rest of my life making sure that head, that snake gives up its head. Because if it doesn't, if we do not destroy evil at its root, it will come back again and again and again. And if you don't have appreciation for what they have done, then you are no warrior against it. And I'm not saying know their ways so well that eventually you become part of them. No, that's not what I am suggesting. But know the ways of your enemy and how they operate and what they have done. Because if we are ever truly to have a shot, and it's an ongoing program, it's an ongoing battle every day of our lives for freedom and liberty, if we are had to have a shot of this for ourselves and our successive generations, not only in this country, but all the countries of the world, that's how important this is. And I, for one, am going to dedicate myself until I draw my last breath on this mortal coil of going after the true enemies. Not the paid dupes. Not the emasculated front men, the politicians. Not the evil legal doers. Not these people. They're just in it for a paycheck. Their ideology is a paycheck. And heretofore, they used to earn a more honest living, but they're probably being paid well by these people and taught that you are on the winning team, go with it, or perish. Continuing with the grand people that set up the global system of usury, the Rothschilds. Picking up the timeline in 1897, the Rothschilds found the Zionist Congress to promote Zionism. And this is the political movement with the sole aim of moving all Jews into a singularly Jewish state and arrange its first meeting in Munich. However, due to the extreme opposition from local Jews, who are quite happy where they were, this meeting had to be moved to Basel, Switzerland, and it takes place on 29 August of 1897. The meeting is chaired by an Ashkenazi Jew, Theodor Herzl, who would state in his diaries, "It is essential that the sufferings of the Jews become worse. This will assist in realization of our plans. I have an excellent idea. I shall induce anti-Semites to liquidate Jewish wealth. The anti-Semites will assist us thereby in that they will strengthen the persecution and oppression of Jews. The anti-Semites shall be our best friends." In 1901, the Jews from the colonies set up in Palestine by Edward James D. Rothschild send a delegation to him, which tell him, "If you wish to save the Yishuv," and that's the Jewish settlements, "first take your hands from it, and for once permit the colonists to have the possibility of correcting for themselves what needs correcting." Edward James de Rothschild is very angry about this and states, "I created the Yishuv, I alone. Therefore, no men, neither colonists nor organizations, have the right to interfere in my plans." The Rothschild Banking House in Frankfurt, Germany, M.A. von Rothschild und Sohn, closes as there is no male Rothschild heir to take it on. In 1902, Philip de Rothschild is born. In 1905, a few years later, a group of Rothschild-backed Zionist Jews led by Georgi Apollovich Gapon attempts to overthrow the Tsar in Russia in a communist coup. They fail and are forced to flee Russia, only to be given refuge in Germany. In the Jewish Encyclopedia, Volume 2, page 407, states, it is somewhat curious sequel to an attempt to set up a Catholic competitor to the Rothschilds that, at the present time, the latter are the guardians of the papal treasury. In 1906, the Rothschilds claim that due to the growing instability in the region and increasing competition from the Rockefeller-owned Standard Oil, they would have to sell their Caspian and Black Sea Petroleum Company to Royal Dutch Shell. This is another example of the Rothschilds trying to hide their true wealth. The Rockefeller family are Rothschild descendants through the female bloodline. 1907, Rothschild, Jacob Schiff, the head of the Kuhn Loeb and Company, warns in a speech to the New York Chamber of Commerce, unless we have a central bank with adequate control of credit resources, this country is going to undergo the most severe and far-reaching money panic in its history. Suddenly, America finds itself in the middle of another typical run-of-the-mill Rothschild-engineered financial crisis, which ruins, as usual, the people throughout America and makes billions for the Rothschilds. In 1909, Jacob Schiff founds the National Advancement for the Association of Colored People, NAACP. This was done to incite black people into rioting, looting, and other forms of disorder in order to cause a rift between the black and white communities. And a word on this, ladies and gentlemen. As I said in previous program, the problem that has been existing in this country for many, many, many years is not the dissimilarity in the color of the skin or the texture of the hair. It is between the political ideologies. And very rarely is this spoken. Very rarely in public is this ever mentioned. And to induce further frictions, we hyphenate people. We give them their own meritorious, outstanding status, while all of us are Americans. Hyphenate them. Make them a special group. African American, Chinese American, Vietnamese American, this American, that. No, ladies and gentlemen, if we are in this country and our duties and our obligations and our allegiance is to this country, then why for do we need specialized groups and classes? These are used to wage war among ourselves to keep us distracted. And the problem between whites and blacks was not the color of the skin. It was the political ideologies. Why is socialism so prevalent within the Democrat Party? Why is the president that engineered the Civil War, and this was about states' rights, the side issue, although amplified, was the issue of slavery? Abraham Lincoln, that was not even really a consideration for him. This was a war about rights, states' rights, and keeping the Fed in its respective box that heretofore it had stayed. Every once in a while trying to venture outside the box, most assuredly, but power was kept in check. After Reconstruction in 1867, ladies and gentlemen, the Fed seriously started centralizing their power, which was the antithesis of the way this government in this country, in this republic, was set up. We'll continue on the other side of this break. We're going to make this available on CD. We'll give a special price for it. We've got an engineer put these things together. We'll let you know on Monday. As I said, I don't know if I'm going to be finished today or Monday a month from now. This is important. It needs to be recorded.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In 1968, there was the Civil Rights Act. And as I've said repeatedly on this program, I don't know what civil rights are. I know what God-given rights are. I know what constitutional rights have been written down as a check just for the people, if they forgot how to read in Washington, D.C., to check with that little list to see whatever they're proposing may in fact violate the law of the land. And all of this did was take black people in this country and double tap them. Didn't give them freedom. It contracted them back into the system through the 14th Amendment. The 13th, by the way, was supplanted, replaced after the Civil War. Before such time in the Constitution, it was read that the 13th Amendment was a prohibition against people with titles of nobility taking public office. Do you think maybe our Congress and our Senate would look different today, minus the lawyers? And who do they represent? Why do you have to have a law degree to be a representative? Unless you're supporting the interests of a corporation, namely the federal corporation. All the little corporations lined up in their Gucci suits and Gucci shoes. I would suppose then you would need to have a title of nobility or to be a lawyer. But But that was done away with in 1865. And on the 14th Amendment, the citizenship and status defined privilege of second, third, or whatever status citizenship one selects for oneself, as opposed to freeholder with full sovereign rights. Apportionment of representatives, who is prohibited from holding office, public debt, caution. There is a serious doubt as to the legality of the amendment because of the manner of ratification, which was highly suspect. At least 10 states were held by force of arms until the proper authorities agreed to vote on this amendment. An excellent overview of this was written by the Utah Supreme Court, 439 Pacific Reporter, second series, pages 266 through 276. The 15th Amendment, by the way, non-freeholders given the right to vote, took effect March 30th of 1870. And there's good reason for that. It was before the people that had a vote were the people that had an interest. If you don't understand the concept about that, maybe one of these days you will. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody now has a vote. In what? The sideshow and the circus, the matrix that they've created? The false gods and the false prophets they put before us, like Barry Sartoro? And what was really humiliating, ladies and gentlemen, and sad, is to watch all these people fall out for this abomination. Obama is going to save us. Obama is working for the global elite. In 1914, Professor Emeritus Joel Springarn of Columbia University became chairman of the NAACP and recruited for its board such Jewish leaders as Jacob Schiff, Jacob Billikoff, and Rabbi Stephen Weiss. Other Ashkenazi Jew co-founders included Julius Rosenthal, Lillian Wald, and Rabbi Emil G. Hirsch. It was not until 1920 that the NAACP appointed its first black president, James Weldon Johnson, which, by the way, looked anything but black. In 1911, Werner Sombart states in his book, The Jews and Modern Capitalism, that from 1820 on, it was the age of the Rothschilds, and concluded that there was only one power in Europe, and that is Rothschild. In 1912, in the December issue of Truth magazine, George R. Conroe states of banker Jacob Schiff, Mr. Schiff is the head of the great private banking house of Kuhn, Loeb & Company, which represents the Rothschild interest on this side of the Atlantic. He has been described as financial strategist and has been for years the finance minister of the great impersonal power known as Standard Oil. He was hand in glove with the Harrimans, the Goulds, the Rockefellers, and all the railroad enterprises, and has become the dominant power in the railroad and financial power of America. 1913, on March 4th, Woodrow Wilson is elected 28th President of the United States. Shortly after he was inaugurated, he is visited in the White House by Ashkenazi Jew Samuel Untermyer, a law firm Guggenheim, Untermyer, and Marshall, who tries to blackmail him for the sum of $40,000 in relation to an affair Wilson had whilst he was a professor at Princeton University with a fellow professor's wife. President Wilson didn't have the money, so Untermyer volunteered to pay the $40,000 out of his own pocket to the woman with whom Wilson had had the affair with, on the condition that Wilson would promise to appoint to the first vacancy of the United States Supreme Court a nominee to be recommended to President Wilson by Untermyer. Wilson agrees to this. We'll tell you who this great legal mind was when we return.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Jacob Schiff sets up the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, inside the United States. This organization is formed to slander anybody who questions or challenges the Rothschild global conspiracy as being anti-Semitic. And there is a reason, ladies and gentlemen, that the Abe Foxman and the ADL does not come after me. They know better because I know the difference and I know the game plan. I know why they've been set up, why they're 501c3. And they are anti-American. That they're afforded the opportunity to act in a tax-free status for the ongoing destruction of America. In 1913, Congressman Charles Lindbergh, or I'm sorry, let me back up here. The same year, 1913. It's the same year that they do this, talking about the Federal Reserve. They set up their last and current central bank in America. In 1913, Congressman Charles Lindbergh states the following on the passing of the Federal Reserve Act on December 23rd. The act establishes the most gigantic trust on earth. When the president signs this bill,
the invisible government on the monetary power will be legalized. The greatest crime of the ages is perpetrated by this banking and currency bill. It is important to note that the Federal Reserve is a private company. It is neither federal nor does it have any reserves. It is conservatively estimated that profits exceed $150 billion per year. The Federal Reserve has never, not even once in its history, published its accounts. And that falls along the lines of the Rothschilds' pledge to secrecy. They have made trillions of dollars out of the American people through their usury. But yet they have paid not one thin dime to the Internal Revenue Service, of which they helped to set up. In 1914, the start of World War I. In this war, the German Rothschilds loaned money to the Germans, the British Rothschilds loaned money to the British, and the French Rothschilds loaned money to the French. Furthermore, the Rothschilds have control of the three European news agencies. Wolf, established in 1849 in Germany. Reuters, established 1851 in England. And Havas, 1835 in France. The Germans naturally felt that they had been betrayed by the Zionists. This is because at the time the Rothschilds made their deal with Britain for Palestine in exchange for bringing America into the war. Germany was the most friendly country in the world towards the Jews. Indeed, the German Emancipation Edict of 1822 guaranteed Jews in Germany all civil rights enjoyed by Germans. Also, Germany was the only country in Europe which did not place restrictions on the Jews, even giving them refuge when they had to flee from Russia after their first attempted communist coup failed in 1905. Nevertheless, the Rothschilds had held up their side of the bargain to spill the blood of millions of innocents, and as a result, Palestine is confirmed as a Jewish homeland, and while its handover to the Rothschilds takes place, it is to remain under the control of Britain, as the Rothschilds control Britain. At that time, less than 1% of the population of Palestine was Jewish. Interestingly, the host of the Versailles Peace Conference is its boss, Baron Edmund de Rothschild. The Versailles Peace Conference is also used in an attempt by the Rothschilds to set up a world government under the pretext of ending all wars, I'll get it out, which, by the way, they create. This was called the League of Nations. Fortunately, not enough countries accepted it, and soon it died. On March 29th, the Times of London reports on the Bolsheviks in Russia. One of the curious features of the Bolshevik movement is the high percentage of non-Russian elements among its leaders. Of the 20 or 30 commissaries, or leaders, who provide the central machinery of the Bolshevik movement, not less than 75% were Jews. It is reported that the Rothschilds were angry when the Russians because they were not prepared to allow them to form a central bank within their nation. They therefore gathered groups of Jewish spies and sent them into Russia to drum up a revolution for the benefit of the common man, which was actually a takeover of Russia by the Rothschild-controlled elite. Three Jewish spies were in age-old deceptive Ashkenazi tradition given Russian names, for example, Trotsky, was the member of the first group, and his original name was Bronstein. These groups were sent to areas throughout Russia to incite riots and rebellion. The Jewish Post-International Edition, the week ending January 24th of 1991, confirms Vladimir Lenin was Jewish. Lenin is also on record as having stated, "The establishment of a central bank is 90% of communizing a nation." These Jewish Rothschild-funded Bolsheviks would go on in the course of history to slaughter 60 million Christians and non-Jews in Soviet-controlled territory. I have to stop here for a little side note. Isn't it interesting that we keep being hounded with the 6 million Jews that died in Germany, which there were not 6 million Jews died in Germany, ladies and gentlemen. That is an Ashkenazi lie. But isn't it interesting that they never talk about the 60 million, 10 times that reported amount, 10 times that amount in Russia? Hardly ever a word is spoken. These Jewish Rothschild-funded Bolsheviks, as I said, would go on in the course of history to slaughter 60 million Christians and non-Jews in Soviet-controlled territory. Indeed, the author Alexander Solzhenitsyn, in his work Gulag Archipelago, Volume 2, created and administered the organized Soviet concentration camp system in which these tens of millions of Christians and non-Jews died. On page 79 of his book, he even names the administrators of this greatest killing machine in the history of the world. They are Aaron Soltz Yakov Rapoport, Lazar Kogan, Matvey Berman, Genrik Yagoda, and Naftali Frankel. All six were Zionist Jews. In 1970, Solzhenitsyn would be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. N.M. Rothschild and Sons are given a permanent role to fix the world's daily gold price. This takes place in the City of London offices daily at 1100 hours in the same room until 2004. In 1920, Winston Churchill's mother, Jenny Jacobson Jerome, was Jewish. This means that he is Jewish under the Ashkenazi law, as he was born of a Jewish mother. He writes in an article in the Illustrated Sunday Herald, dated February 8th. And he wrote, "From the days of Illuminati leader Weizhoff, to those of Karl Marx, to those of Trotsky, this worldwide conspiracy has been steadily growing." And now, at last, this band of extraordinary personalities from the underworld of the great cities of Europe and America have gripped the Russian people by the hair of their heads and become the undisputed masters of that enormous empire. In 1921, under the orders of Jacob Schiff, the Council on Foreign Relations is founded by Ashkenazi Jews Bernard Baruch and Colonel Edward Mandel House. Schiff gave his orders prior to his death in 1920, as he knew an organization in America needed to be set up to select politicians to carry on the Rothschild conspiracy, and the formation of the CFR was actually agreed in a meeting on May 30th of 1919 at the Hotel Majestic in Paris, France. And as I said, just on the Council on Foreign Relations alone, Obama's operatives that are imperiling American sovereignty. Here's your list on the Council on Foreign Relations members. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. Joe Biden, Vice President. Tom Daschle, Secretary of Health and Human Services. Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security. Timothy Geithner, Secretary of the Treasury. Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense. Paul Volcker, Economic Recovery Advisory Board. Lawrence Summers, National Economic Council. Susan Rice, United Nations Ambassador. This is not an accident, ladies and gentlemen. The change that Mr. Obama was talking about isn't employment, isn't getting out of this financial morass. This is going to continue for a decade, if not more. And if they have their way, the United States will not come out of this in the same state that we went in prior to this latest and greatest depression. It's going to make 1929 look like a little warm-up act. Do you see now, ladies and gentlemen, why I'm going through this in such great detail? Because those out there that think that they are doing their part to combat and keep America free, they have to understand who our masters are. We have to kill the evil root and quit hacking at the branches. That will do nothing. It only serves their purpose, actually. What it does is it divides our forces. We keep going down rabbit holes, never uniting against them, getting wrapped up in the political paradigms. It makes no difference, folks. There's enough people on both sides of the aisle in Washington, D.C., that are so anti-American that the founding fathers, with the pistols that they kept close to their vest, would be walking through Congress right now executing them one by one. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. They wouldn't even bother with treason on such a scale. They wouldn't even bother with trials. Moving again here, this is backed up by Walter Langer in his book, The Mind of Hitler, which he states Adolf's father, Alois Hitler, was the illegitimate son of Maria Anna Schickelgruber. Maria Anna Schickelgruber was living in Vienna at the time she conceived. At that time, she was employed as a servant in the home of Baron Rothschild. As soon as the family discovered her pregnancy, she was sent back home, where Alois was born. On the surface, it would appear that Hitler was unlikely to be a Rothschild, but then again, when you discover the benefits that the Rothschilds got out of this war, both financially and politically, a Rothschild connection does not appear as outlandish as it may initially seem. In 1941, President Roosevelt takes America into the Second World War by refusing to sell Japan any more steel scrap or oil. Japan was in the midst of a war against China, and without that scrap, steel, and oil, Japan would be unable to continue that war. Japan was totally dependent upon the United States for both steel scrap and oil. Roosevelt knew this action would provoke the Japanese to attack America, which they subsequently did at Pearl Harbor. In 1942, Prescott Bush, father of the future American presidents George Herbert Walker and George W. Bush, has his company seized under the Trading with the Enemy Act. He was funding Hitler from America whilst American soldiers were being killed by German soldiers. Jews were also being slaughtered by these same soldiers. Interestingly, the ADL never criticizes any of the Bushes for this. In 1943, February 18th, Zionist Isaac Greenbaum, head of the Jewish Agency Rescue Committee, states in a speech to the Zionist Executive Council, "If I am asked, could you give from the United Jewish Appeal, the UJA, monies to rescue Jews, I say no, and I say again no." He would go on to state, "One cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Jews in Poland." This is not a surprise. The whole idea of Zionist support for the slaughter of innocent Jews was to scare the survivors into believing that their only place of safety was Israel. How else do you think the Zionists could ensure that Jews leave the beautiful European cities in which they live in order to settle in a desert? In 1944, on the 6th of November, Lord Moyne, British minister and resident in the Middle East, was assassinated in Cairo by two members of the Jewish terrorist group, the Stern Gang, which was led by the future Prime Minister of Israel, Yitzhak Shamir. Shamir is also responsible for the assassination attempt against Harold MacMichael, the High Commissioner of the British Mandates of Palestine, in the same year. Yitzhak Shamir also masterminds another successful assassination, this year against Count Folke Bernadotte, the United Nations representative in the Middle East. Bernadotte had secured the release of 21,000 prisoners from German camps during World War II, but was seen by Yitzhak Shamir and his terrorist collaborators as being an anti-Zionist. In 1945, the end of the Second World War, it is reported that IG Farben plants were specifically not targeted in the bombing raids of Germany. Interestingly, at the end of the war, they were found to have only sustained about 15% damage to their operations. The tribunals held at the Second World War to investigate Nazi war crimes censored any materials recording Western assistance to Hitler. The Rothschilds take a giant step toward their goal of world domination when the second League of Nations, called the United Nations, was approved in that year. In 1946, on July 22nd, the future Prime Minister of Israel, Ashkenazi Jew David Ben-Gurion, orders another future Prime Minister of Israel, Ashkenazi Jew Menachem Begin, to carry out a terrorist attack on the King David Hotel in Palestine and try to drive out the British. As a result of this, 91 people were killed, most of them civilians.
28 British, 41 Arabs, 17 Jews, and 5 others. Around 45 people are injured. Menachem Begin went on to proudly proclaim himself as the father of modern terrorism. Now, let me stop here. What you're being told by the American media is the Hamas. These people are terrorists. Our own government has said that we do not negotiate with terrorists. But you're looking at the very people that we sided up with, that we have this great interest in the American people and of this government in the Middle East by the name of Israel. Why? When they themselves almost single-handedly invented terrorism. One man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist, I suppose. The Palestinians have been fighting for freedom they once had. But now they're being subjugated and jailed in their own country. Just a bunch of downtrodden little towel-wearing Arab characters, aren't they? Just little caricatures of human beings. That's the Jewish perspective.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
In 1947, the British, prior to World War II, declared that there would be no more immigration of Jews to Palestine in order to protect the Palestinians from their acts of terror against both them and the British soldiers. Transfer control of Palestine to the United Nations. The United Nations resolved to have Palestine partitioned into two states, one Zionist and one Arab, with Jerusalem to remain
as an international zone to be enjoyed by all religious faiths. This transfer was scheduled to take place on May 15, 1948. The United Nations had no right to give Arab property to anybody, as indeed, even though the Jews only owned 6% of Palestine at the time, Resolution 181 granted the Jews 57% of that land, leaving the Arabs, who at that time had 94%, with only 43%. Information collected by the ADL in its spy operations on U.S. citizens is used by the House Select Committee on Un-American Activities. Subcommittee Chair Claire Hoffman dismisses the ADL's reports on suspected communists as hearsay. In 1948, in the spring of that year, the Rothschilds bribe President Harry S. Truman, 33rd President of the United States, to recognize Israel, the Rothschild-owned Zionist, not Jewish territory, as a sovereign state with $2 million, which they give him on his campaign train. They then declare Israel to be a sovereign Jewish state in Palestine, and within half an hour, President Truman declared the United States to be the first foreign nation to recognize it. By the way, Mr. Truman was a 33rd degree Mason. Kind of a similarity there, don't you think? 33rd president, 33rd degree. Now, this angers many Jews who realize this hexagram was used in the ancient symbol mystery religions as a symbol of Ashtaroth, described as the Lord Treasurer of Hell, and Moloch, described as the demon of unwilling sacrifice. Moloch is also the name of Stone Owl, which the elite worship at Bohemian Grove. The hexagram was also used to represent Saturn, which has been identified as the esoteric name for Satan. This indicates that anyone who is killed in the name of Israel is actually a sacrifice to Satan. Now, these dissenting Jews, these Jews that believe that the menorah, the oldest Jewish symbol, should be used instead, and point out that the hexagram is not even a Jewish symbol. But since the Rothschilds use it, it would end up on the Rothschild flag. In the early hours of April 19th, 132 Jewish terrorists from the Irgun Gang, led by future Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin, and the Stern Gang, led by future Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir, brutally massacre 200 men and women and children as they are sleeping peacefully in the Arab village of Deir Yassin. Following the United Nations transfer of Palestine to the independent Jewish state as an independent Arab state on May 15th, the Israelis launched a military assault on the Arabs with blaring loudspeakers on their trucks, informing the Arabs if they did not flee immediately, they would be slaughtered. We'll continue with this on the other side. If we have time today, we will take phone calls. But I think I'm going to need the rest of the time to get through this, ladies and gentlemen. It is that important. I have not taken one single call, I don't think, this entire week. So at any rate, we'll continue second hour on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. Intelligence, folks, that you need at a time that you are most deserving.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.